Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We are actually on Daf Lamed Tes. We're on the fourth line of Mar Berei Deravana. Just wanted to point out that today is the halfway point of Shas, and it's a bit, it is a milestone. And I said there's 2,711 blots, so this is smack in the middle because it's an odd number. This is a smack in the middle, and tomorrow we begin the second half of Shas. So could all take a pause and see what we've done and see what we still we have to what. Yeah, you can give yourself a pat on the back. You can. But you have to know that there's still half more to go. And it's the hard, it's the harder half, because it's kachem.
Thank you.
So, here we go. The Ula had asked a question on Shmuel that said, Shmuel held that Arla is dirabanan and in Chutz Laaretz, and so is Klayim. And if that's true, then why did we have a Mishnah that seemed to differentiate between the kulas of Arla and the kulas of Klayim in Chutz Laaretz, whether or not you have Suffolk? So we said, if you have a suffix, so makil, but the extent of the kula was different depending on if it was klayim or orla. So Ula said to Shmuel, if you hold this both derabana, what's the difference? So Shmuel said, you're right. The Mishnah there should read, it's the same thing. They're both the same halacha, because it's both the same, they're both derabanans. And now, just to finish up, Mar Berei Deravana masni le lekula. Mar Berei Deravana learned both of them as a kula. In other words, zevze yored velokate. In both cases, if it's a suffix orla and a suffix klayim, you can go down and pick it by yourself. Ubulvad shall you lock it beyad, but not with your hand. At least do a little bit of a shinui, use a kli, but it's 100%, you're right, I hold the both derabanan, and therefore the both should be the same halacha, and in fact they both are the same halacha. Amalei Levi l'Shmuel. It's a big discussion here, but we're saving all the Torah. All the extras we're saving for Amud Beis because it's a unique daf. Amud Beis, tomorrow's daf is also special daf. You don't have them that often once in a while, and we'll try to flesh them out more. I figured this is the same Arla and the same client that we've been doing for 3 days, and it would be okay if we didn't spend that much more time on it. Okay. Having said that, the following story is very difficult because Amalei Levi l'Shmuel. Levi says to Shmuel, Arioch. Arioch is a nickname that he gave to Shmuel. Why he called him that? So some say that in Aramaic or in some language it meant king, like you're a great man. Some say that it was a reference to Arioch ben El Osar from Parshas Lech Lecha. Why of all people Arioch? One of the four kings against the five kings. Why picking Arioch? Oh, because it has the word Ari in it. And Ari is a lion, right? Even though that's very interesting, a lion is a non-kosher animal. So why are we praising somebody with a reference to a non-kosher animal? Because it's still a reference to a king, right? Ari is a Jewish name, right? When did that become a Jewish name? It's not that old. Nobody in the Gemara is named Aryeh, although there is one reference to someone. What? Oh, so they're all non-kosher animals. Oh, so the Taim and Hagim says. No, the Taim and Hagim asked that question. Why are people naming non-kosher animals? The Taim and Hagim says that the only non-kosher animals that are named are strong ones. Because there were a lot of infant deaths, and there were a lot of, especially in the olden days, Middle Ages. It started in the Middle Ages. Nobody in the Gemara named Zev. It started in the Middle Ages. There was a lot of infant mortality, and they were given as names to be Mechazik, the baby.
Yeah, people used those terms.
Right, not Dov, though. He did use Zev, he did use Aryeh, he didn't use Dov. Yes, yes. That's another reason, that's another heter. Listen, they're doing the Torah. Yaakov said the Binyamin is a Zev. So why would Yaakov do that? The answer is because Yaakov did that because, even though it's not kosher, it still represents godless. So,
I also,
100%. It's an interesting observation, but that idea didn't come up in the times of the Gemara. We don't have any idea. Okay. Anyway, he said, Safek li, go pick for me, va'ana echel, and I'll eat it. In other words, you might know whether or not it's vaday, orla, or kla, but I won't know. And I won't know that I can eat it. So you go do the dirty work for me, and then I'll be able to eat it. That's a big discussion. How can you do that, right? In other words, if you know that it's not kosher, how could you say to you, "Oh, I'm going to keep quiet," but for you, it'll be a suffix. Suffix darbana. We said it's a kula. What kind of story? What kind of business is that? Okay, it's a bit. The sheriff shmeitzer here. It's a big discussion. Anyway, Rav Aviyah, Rav Rachana, same story. Mesapki Sruki Lahadadi. They would feed themselves what they might have known to be not a suffix, but was a suffix for the other person. Okay. Amri Charifi de Pumpadisa, the sharp people in Pumpadisa said, who are they? Rashi points out, Eifa and Avimi Barachava. that ein arla b'chutz laretz. There's no such thing as arla b'chutz laretz. Disputing, arguing on what we've said all along. So shalcha Rav Yehuda l'kamid Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda sent the message to Rav Yochanan. Shalcha lei. So he sent back. That's what they're saying. That's what they're going around saying. That in chutz laretz there's no din of arla. So sasum sveka. Keep quiet about suffakes. In other words, don't teach the halacha that the suffak is mutter. Don't even teach that. Because they're saying vadai is mutter. So we don't want to give any openings here. So we're going to have to be very careful. Don't even teach the halacha about a suffak. Keep quiet. V'aved vado. Teach now that if it's a vadai, you have to destroy it. You have to destroy it. There's no halacha like that at chutz laretz. You can sell it. You can get hanah. Tal yisrael no is in Eretz Yisrael. Or the hichriz al perasein shetu udim geniza. Announced that has to be buried. V'chala omer in arla v'chutz laretz. Anyone who says that. Lo yehelo nin v'neched, you shouldn't have any descendants. Not such a klal. Just mashlech chavel begorol b'kal Hashem. You don't have a shaychus with the rest of Klal Yisrael. In other words, you're so outside the ballpark if you hold a shita like that. The inu command tzvuru, who they hold like these charifi pumbadisa, who they hold like, they held like yihai the tanya. Rabbi Elazar ber Yosi omer mishum Yosi ben dur muska. Shamar Mishum Rasak Lili, Shamar Mishum Yochan Ben Nuri, Shamar Mishum Lazar Agadol, Ain Arlo B'chutz Laretz. That was a long list of people. This wasn't just some oddball shita. A lot of Gedolim held this way. Right? There's no such thing as Arlo B'chutz Laretz. Ah, V'lo, V'anan, T'nan, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Af Chadosh. What do you mean? It's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, that Rabbi Lazar said, right? What did the Mishnah say? All mitzvot that are Norwegian and Eretz Yisrael aren't B'chutz Laretz, right? Tulus Ba'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. If it's not Tulus Ba'aretz, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Says the Tanakhama, chutz except for klam and arla. Says Rabbi Lazar, also chadosh. So what does Rabbi Lazar have to say about arla and klay? The answer is, he certainly agreed with that. The only machlokes was chadosh. So even, what do you mean that Rabbi Lazar is on that list? Rabbi Elazar HaGadol is Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus. That's Rabbi Elazar. Stam Rabbi Elazar and Shas is Rabbi Elazar ben Horkinus. So he's the one who said that af chadosh. How could he be on this list? And saying you don't have to. So the Gemara says, Tani Chad, yeah, change it to say just Chadosh. No, it's not Af Chadosh. I'm not adding on to the Arla and Klayim. I'm saying Chadosh. What I hold about Arla and Klayim, I don't hold like that. That applies in Chutz Laretz? No, 100% not. Chadosh, I do agree. So if you change that, then Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus can hold that Arla and Klayim did not apply in Chutz Laretz. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Arla b'Chutz Laretz, Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Orlo in chutz laretz is a lachal emotion mitzinai. And now amalei rabzera lo rabasi. I vatanya suffik orlo ba'aretz aser besur yamutter. We said that yesterday, and I said we're going to answer this today. Here it is. So first, ishtomim, the comparison is bikurid. But chutz laretz hard v'locate, and chutz laretz that's not near Eretz Yisrael. We're even more makel. So ishtomim kashachada. So he was astounded for a second. He that's a good kasha, right? If it's a lachal emotion mitzinai, how can a suffik be mutter? So he was taken back by that kasha. Then he got his bearings. Amalei, he said, no, ema kach nema. Here's how we have a tradition about that halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Sveika mutter vador osar. The built-in to this halacha l'moshe m'sinai is only if it's a vadai. If we have a suffek, we don't know when that shoe was planted. We have no idea. Then it could be mekel. Even though it's a daraisa, so they can't do that in Eretz Yisrael. You're walking around Yerushalayim, I don't know when that shoe was. You have to be machmer. Some daraisa a little humor. But not a chutz laretz. Why? It's built into the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Since it's built in like that, we can have a cool like that. Okay. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, lokin al klayim dvar Torah. You get malchus for klayim. Amalei, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi, I vanan tanan klayim divrei sofrim. But we have a brisa that says klayim is divrei sofrim. It's only derabanan. You can't get malchus on a derabanan, and we're assuming this is real malchus. Not Makas Mardus. So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Khan, in the Mishnah we're talking about, Klaya Kerem. Klaya Kerem is when you plant Klayim with a grape seed. That's a different halacha than mixing apples and oranges, which is a different Klayim. And Khan, Rabbi Yochanan was talking about, Bar Kavas Elon, where you graft two trees together of two different meaning. That's a different Aveira. That is Asur in Chutz Laretz Min HaTorah. the grapes, that's not Aser and Chutz Laretz. Kiddush Shmuel, like we have the memory of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, it says in the Torah, in Vayikra, this is probably Parshas Kedoshim, Emor, Achrimos, around there, as Chukosai Tishmoru. That's a very, Rashi points out, that's a very unusual way of saying it. Normally, we always have Ushmartem es Chukosai. But here we have the word as Chukosai first. As Chukosai Tishmoru. Rashi just points out it's a very unusual way of saying it. Torah never talks that way. It's unusual. And the Gemara itself picks up on that difference. So it says, as Chukosai Tishmoru, which was Mashma, Chukim, the Chukim, Shecha Kaketi Lecha Kvar, that I already gave to Bnei Noah. Okay? What did I already give? I already give the Bnei Noah. Grafting animals, and grafting trees. That's not one of the Shevets of Bnei Noach. Not as far as we know, right? As far as we know, it's not one of the Shevets of Bnei Noach. So someone asked that question, and I don't remember what the answer was. Yeah, what was the answer to that question?
Just don't destroy the natural order.
So it's even worse. It's even worse than Shem Ritz Bnei Noach, because it goes back to Maisa Bereishis. You're ruining Maisa Bereishis. Okay. Now, what are those? Behem techalo sarbia klayim. You can't mix two animals. Tzadchalo sizra. And you can't plant two different trees together. Ma behem techa baharva. Just like the animals, it talks about mating them. So two fields are talking about mating them. Just like animals applies everywhere. So too, trees apply everywhere. Which is mashma your field, which is mashma Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, hahu limuute zvayim shebechutz laretz. No, that comes to exclude planting seeds in chutz laretz. The Klaya Kerem is not noeg in Chutz Laretz. And now we have a story. Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan havi shakli v'azli b'urcha. They were walking down the street. Chazivu lahu gavra. They saw a guy. The kazara zroyim b'hadi adadi. He was planting klayim. He was planting two different seeds together. So amalei nesi mar neshamte. Let's go put this guy in cherem. He's not following the halacha. So amalei lo chavrisu. I don't think you really know what you're talking about. I don't think he's such a clear... Right, chiver means white, right? Like ba'el machvarta kide rishona. We always say that. We go back to the first shita. It means white. In other words, white is a sign of purity, a sign of correctness. I don't think he's so correct because it's not so simple. And halacha l'maisa, I don't know how we pass him, but they're talking about that there's no ifter of klayim and chutz laretz. That's true. Must be a das. I don't know if we hold like that, but that's what they held. So Vesu also Chazivu Lahu Garva, they saw this guy, the Kazarachiti Usaari Begufni. He was planting wheat, barley together with grapes. Amalei, Nesi Mar Neshamti, let's go put this guy in Kherim. Amalei, Lo Tsaharisu, I don't think you're all lit up, like Tohar. I don't think you're really correct. Lo Kaimalon Karvosha, don't we hold like of Osha? The Amar who said, Ad She Yizra Zera Chitim Saora Vecharzan Bimapelas Yod. Don't we hold that it has to be wheat, barley, and grapes in one throw of the hand? Rashi says, "V'taima Reb Yoshi lo yadana mehechan afkalei." I don't know where he gets that from. But Reb Yoshi holds, what kind of sheet is that? Why is there a rule like that? I'm only going to be over a climb if I plant wheat, barley, and grapes at the same second. But if I plant the wheat and the barley now, and then I go run home for the grapes, and I come back later, I'm not going to be chayev? That's what it seems to be holding. So this guy was doing that. So they said, what are we putting him in Kherim for? I was like, we have Reboshia. What's the svar for that? I'm not sure. Okay, Rashi wasn't sure either. The Amar of Fight. Reb Yosef Ma'arev Bizirani Vizera. Reb Yosef used to mix the seeds and plant it. So Amalei Abaya Ivan Antanan Klayim Divrei Sofrim. I Tata Derabanan. Amalei Lo Kasha. No, it's not a Kasha. Kamba Klaya Kerem. Kamba Klaya Zeroyim. It depends. If it's Klaya Kerem, or vineyard is a difference, momachmer, or it's regular seeds. Klaya kerem, if it's klaya kerem, the eretz, asurim, in eretz Yisrael, it's aser, bana, B'chutz la'aretz nami gazru b'hei rabbanan. Since klai aker is asur b'hana, therefore what? Therefore, in chutz la'aretz they asur it nahana, they asur it, and klai zvayim to b'eretz lo asur b'hana, b'chutz la'aretz nami lo gazru rabbanan. But regular klayim, which is not asur b'hana, so in chutz la'aretz they didn't asur it at all. Then says Rabbi Yosef, "How do Amar Rabbi Yosef? Lav milti the Amar. What I said is not true. The Amar the Rav Zera ginsa de be Rav, because Rav Zera planted a field for the students of the yeshiva, so they should have vegetables to eat and fruit. And mashari, and he separated all the plants. So already separated. And must be because he held, you know, the klayim mechutz laaretz. Oh, why would he separate it? So the Gemara says, not my time, but I'll show me Ruve, Klayim. Is it because of Klayim? Amalei Abaya, not necessarily. Bishlam Iyash Me'inon Arba Al Arba Haruga V'achaz Be'emtze Shaper. If he planted in a certain area, for he separated it by a certain number of states. And plus, in other words, in a very small area, the best way to get not to be Klayim is he plants like an X. So you have a center planting, and then you have four rows making an X with the center another a fifth. If he did it like that, then he for sure did it that way not to have klayim. For sure did it that way to avoid klayim. But Ella Mehacha, you know why he did it that way? Mishum Nai. It's just nicer when you don't have a whole big mixture of all these different fruits together. It's nicer. Inami or Mishum Tircha Deshamahu. He did it so that the guy, the deshamish, the worker, shouldn't have to be extra. So what are you making the guy do extra tircha for? If you make it all nice and neat, it's less work for the guy. It's less work, not necessarily because of climate issues. It could have been because of less work. So we don't have a right either way. Okay. Next Mishnah. The next Mishnah, has nothing really to do with Masechet Kedushin. It's here because we've kept talking about mitzvos. And here comes the next Mishnah about mitzvos. It says the Mishnah. Kol ha'oseh mitzvah achas. You do one mitzvah. Mativin lo, it becomes a good thing for you. Umarichin lo yomav, we extend your life. You get arichas yomim. How do you get arichas yomim? Says Rashi, that's in this world. You get arichas yomim in this world. V'nochel es ha'aretz, and you are inherit the earth. What does that mean? Rashi says that's the next world. And as far as I can tell, nobody argues on that. Nobody argues on that. That if you do a mitzvah, you get arichas yomim in this world. You also, or good in this world, you also get olam haba. V'chol she'eino oseh mitzvah. It could be that there's going to be a Tana who's going to argue on that. We're going to have it in a minute. Not in a minute, in a few minutes. But there's no Rishon, as far as I can tell, that interprets this differently. But we're going to have a different Tana who's going to argue on it. What? Right, as opposed to right. Mash v'bahaya alma. So, v'chol she'eino oseh mitzvah achas, and if you don't do one mitzvah, Ain mativ and low. You don't get good. The ain ma'arichin lo yamav. You're not ma'arichin lo yamim. The ain ochel es ha'aretz. And you don't inherit olam haba. Okay. So far so good. You have a kasha ready. What? No. You do good, you get good. You don't do good, you don't get good. What? Oh, we're gonna get to that. The answer of why the good suffer, I don't have an answer. The Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos did not have an answer. So there is no answer. Rabbi Sol Salanter said that anything that happens in the world is one of 10 reasons. Whether it's Tzchar, whether it's Tzadikim, whether it's Yisurim, no, we don't know. We just do our best. Right? It's not a good answer. It's very frustrating sometimes. But what can I tell you? We just do our best. But, having said that, wait a minute. You just said that if you do one mitzvah, you get Marichas Yavim and you get Olam Haba. But wait a minute. Eilu Duvarim Sha'odam Ochel Peirosein Ba'olam Hazeh. The following mitzvahs, you get Peiros where? In Olam Hazeh. V'hakeren Kayemes Lo Olam Haba. But the Karen is reserved for Olam Haba. Now we say every morning, we don't say this Mishnah. We say a Tosefta, which has more mitzvahs. But the Mishnah only lists five mitzvahs. V'eilu Hein, what are they? Kibud Aveim, Kimilus Chasadim, Hachnasas Orchim, Habas Shalom Ben Adam Lachaveiro, and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So how could you tell me, how could this Mishnah here in Kedushin say that if you do a mitzvah, you get Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, The Mishnah in Peah says there are only five mitzvot where you get Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Only five. Right? That's the Kasha. But before we answer the Kasha, wouldn't it make more sense if it said that the Peros are eaten in this world and the Elon is reserved from Olam Haba? If we're talking about mitzvot as being schar, as being Peros, fruit, then the Iker is called an Elon. No? Why is the Iker called a horn? What? You can say that Mishnah your whole life. You never, never bothered you? Karen's the principle.
Right, but it should say then ribis or whatever.
Right, but if we're using peros, we're not saying we're using peros. The word peros means fruit. We're using it as the extras. And what's the principle? The Elon. So why don't we say Elon? The Elon's reserved for Olam Haba. Why don't we say that? It would mean the same thing. It would mean the same thing. It's just more consistent. What? Ah, so if Shimshon HaChassid, not sure who that is, he says, because when you take fruit off an Elon, you reduce the value of the Elon. And it to some extent, but listen, that's what it's made for, very nice, but it reduces the value of the Elon. A Keren, just as the animal gets older, it just gets stronger and stronger and stronger. Yeah, you're going to get the payroll. It's not going to touch one iota of your Keren. Unlike an Elon where it does. Beautiful farts. So, by the way, the Tosfos Yontif says that anything with an Iker plus an extra, the Iker is called Keren. Right? The Ramban says, it's a pasuk in, it's a targum, it says, Be'etzem ayom hazeh, right? What is Be'etzem ayom hazeh? What does the uncle say? Be'keren yom hadein. It's the etzem, it's the essence, it's called Keren. Right? Notwithstanding, okay. Why is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Why? You don't have to look further than the Rambam for that. What does the Rambam say? Unbelievable Rambam. You would never think this, because it leads to better Maisa. That's the Rambam's word. That's why it's connected cool up. Because it leads to better Maisa. That's an unbelievable Rambam. Right? We would never have said that on our own. We would have said, because it's the work of Hashem, and it's the way to get close to Hashem. That's all true. That's not what the Rambam says. Yeah.
That's
the Pashat Shat. Right, it's tomorrow's daf. Yeah. So we're left with a kasha. Our mishnah seems to imply all five, that any mitzvah that you do, right? Our mishnah seems to imply any mitzvah that you do, but this mishnah in Peah says only five. So Amar Rav Yehuda Hachik Amar. Here's what it means: Kala osim mitzvah achas yisira al zechuyosav. If you do one mitzvah more than your zechus, meitivin lo. It's a good thing. V'dome kemisha kaimis kol Torah kula. It's as if you were mekayim the whole Torah. Okay. Bichlal, you see from here, the Hanach that these five afilu b'chada, even if I'm a Rosh Merusha, but I do keep it over aim very nicely. So then I'm zochet to. How could that be? So the Mishnah seems to imply, as the Gemara's answer seems to imply. Afil b'chad anami, Amar of Shmaya. No, lo mehez. What it means? Sheim ha'isa shekula. If you're a benini, you're 50-50. You're 50-50. Then machras, it'll tip the scale. So Tosfos was asked, any mitzvah will tip the scale, right? I'm not sure. I understand Tosfos is. Look at top Tosfos. Zim tomar b'lav hachinami amrinon b'mesechtas Rosh Hashanah derav chesed mata klape chesed kishehein shkulin. In other words, any mitzvah will tip the scale. Why do I need these five? V'yesh lomar, the b'shar mitzvahs, k'maisav, shekulim havi, k'beinani. If you do the mitzvah, one more mitzvah, you're still called a beinani. Avo bahani, chashiv tzadik gomer. But if you do one of these five, now you're called already a tzadik gomer. So if I'm 50-50 and I have a taiva to wear shatnez and I don't, I'm as gaber over that, I tip now into the scale of good, but I'm still called a beinani. But if it's 50-50 and I now go make peace with two people, right? I make peace with two chaverim, now already I'm called a tzadik gomer. What's the difference? So there's a special idea about these five mitzvahs. What is it? I don't know. Right? Why should that be? I don't know. V'chol ha'osa mitzvah achas yisera al zechul yosef mativin lo. What, you do one mitzvah more, you're ready, you're such a tzaddik. Vermini, verminu. We have a kasha. Kol she zechul yosef merubin. If your zechul yosef are a lot, me'avon osef over your averos, marin lo. We do bad to you. You hear this? Yossi, you hear this? We do bad to you. Uvedoman, it's as if we treat you as if, kimi shesarf kol Torah kula. As if you burned the whole Torah. Veloshir meimena afil osachas. Even one letter you didn't leave over. But why are we doing that? We're doing that so that your punishment is meted out in this world and you have a greater world to come. Vechol sha'avonotzav merubin mizichu yosav. And if someone whose sins are greater than his maisim, his tzidkus, his mitzvos, then metivin lo, we do good for him. V'doma k'mi shekayim kol Torah kula. And it's as if he was b'kayim the whole Torah kula. We give this guy unbelievable good things in this world. V'lochitzer oz achas mimena. And it's as if he didn't even deviate from one letter of the Torah. Why do we do that? We do that so that he should have shouldn't be repaid in the real world, right? It's hard. What? No. So that gets back to what we saw last time. There are 10 reasons why things happen. This is one of the 10. Why do I have it so bad? Because I'm really a good guy. So Hashem's punishing me here, so I don't have to be punished over there. Now we would say I'd rather that wouldn't happen to me, right? So we have a belief that when you get to the next world, you won't say that. When you get to the next world, you won't say that. You will not say that. Do I know that for sure? I was never in the next world. But that's the Masorah that we have. Right? When you get to the next world, to the real world, you won't say such a statement. Right? We're going to have a vote on that in a few minutes. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, a different way to answer the stira between the Mishnah and between the our Mishnah and the Mishnah. Masnisin, our Mishnah means as follows. Davidin le yom tova v'yom bish. What it means is, very difficult pshita to hear what Abaya means to say, if you do one mitzvah, we set aside for you a big Yom Tov, a big holiday in Shemayim to reward you for your good. And if you do a bad deed, we set aside for you a Yom Bish, a bad day to punish you. I'm not sure what that means. I have to be honest with you. I don't know what that means. I just don't understand what that means. Right, so what it says in the Mishnah, that if you do a mitzvah, mitivin lo ba'olam hazeh, ba'olam hazeh, that you do good in this world, what it means is, we prepare for you in this world a holiday in the next world. And what does it mean that if you don't do good, you get bad in this world? No, it doesn't mean that. It means in this world, we prepare for you a bad day in the next world. Right? So the problem I have is, now Rava's going to say a different vart, it's the same vart. Rava says, Hamani, who's the author of the Mishnah, right? It's Rabbi Yaakov. It's the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. The Amar who says Schar Mitzvah b'Har Al Maleka. Now there is no Schar in this world. There's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. What does that mean? Only in the next world. So what does the Mishnah mean? What do you mean? It's the same thing as Abaya. Abaya says, there's no schar in this world. We just write down, we record, are you having a holiday today or are you having a bad day today? It's the exact same thing. It's the exact same thing.
You get everything paid up by Hayama so that you can get the real schar in the Mabah.
And what's Rav saying? There's no schar in this world either. So what does the Mishnah mean? Just words. Right? So, no, I'm sorry. The Braisa is Rabbi Yaakov. The Braisa is Rabbi Yaakov. So that's the difference. The Braisa is Rabbi Yaakov. What Braisa are we talking about?
The question is, in other words, both are saying that you don't really get the appropriate schar in this world. You get the inverse so that everything can
right.
be remained by the Mabah.
Right.
That's what they both
right.
are saying.
Right. Right. So what does it mean, schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah, there's no schar in this world? Is that true? There are 10 pshatim on that line. The Rambam says two different things. One, in Pirsha Mishnayis, he says, first of all, the Chovas Halvavos says, in the end of Shar B'tachon, in the end of the fourth parak of Shar B'tachon, that on mitzvot shebelev, like loving Hashem, fearing Hashem, all those mitzvot shebelev, which is what the whole Sefer is about, on all those mitzvot, that the Tzchar is later. That the Tzchar is an Olam Haba. There's no mitzvot Tzchar for those mitzvot in this world. Open mitzvot, tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, that there could be schar in this world. That's the Chovas Halvavos. The Rambam says, in Pirsha Mishnayis on Peah, he says, that mitzvot ben adam lemakom are in the next world, That is not schar of this world. Mitzvahs b'nodal machaveiro are in this world. That's the Rambam says in Parashat Shnayis. In Hilchas Tshuva, he says that what that means is, in the beginning of Parak Tes, he says, any reward, Yossi, any reward, any good that happens to you in this world, it's not schar. You know what it is? It's basically Hashem saying, you're doing a good job, you keep it up. It's encouragement. It's encouragement. Right? You have a worker. You don't want to lose the worker. Sometimes you say you're doing a great job. Sometimes you might even give him a bonus. Is that a salary? It's not a salary. His salary, he's getting a salary. It's a bonus. Why is it a bonus? You're doing a good job. That's what it is. That's anything you get in this world, it's that. It's a bonus. You're doing a good job, you're getting a bonus. I saw on Parshas, the problem with this word of Schar Mitzvah B'Hai Amaleka is that in Parshas Bechukotai and in Parshas Ekev, we are told that if you do mitzvot, you're going to get schar, right? And you're going to have, right, you're going to have Shkar Alafecha, Ashtro Sonecha. So how do you drive that? How does it gel? How does it gel? That's the problem. So I saw there's a few answers to that question. The Chain Tov says, let's say a person does a mitzvah, and he's entitled to unbelievable Arichas Yamim, and that's a schar in this world. If Hashem gave you the schar like that in this world, and the next day someone goes ahead and does a Chiv Karis. So Hashem already gave you the schar, you can't take it back. So for that reason, there can't be schar b'hai alma. There can't be schar in this world. Because, who said you're going to deserve it? You might deserve it right now. And then tomorrow you're going to go ahead and do something that's going to cause you to get karis. And Hashem already gave you long life, because you deserved it yesterday. Therefore, you can't get it. Therefore, there's no schar in this world. What does Ekev mean? What does Bechukotai mean? So you have the whole complicated word that it means at the end of your life. Once you've already... Right, the Gemara says that once you've passed half your life and you haven't done Averos, so Mestami, you're already in the good half, you're going to keep it up. Right, once you've already finished half of Daf Yomi, Mestami, you're going to keep it up or you're going to do the rest of the second half. So what's V'hoyim Ekev Tishmon? Right? Yes, I stuck that in. So once it's V'hoyim Ekev Tishmon, once you've already passed the majority of your life and you've done good, then there's no suffix that you're going to do Kares. You haven't done an affair like that your whole life. You've already passed half your life. Now you can get reward. Now there'll be schar in this world. Okay, that's one answer. The Gra says, like let's similar to Rabbi Rabban said, when Avraham Avinu was given an assayon, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Right? Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. So what? It's a no-brainer. I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make a nation out of you. So who would turn that down? Right? So it's schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. What do you mean? Onik Shabbos. Who doesn't enjoy Shabbos? Isn't that the schar itself? Such an unbelievable schar. So the answer is, yeah, true. But do it because it's in the Torah. Avram had to channel his desire, his emotions, away from all the gashmias. And to do it only because it's a tzivui of Hashem. The schar b'hai alma, it's true. The Eitz Hara says, yeah, you eat that cholent. It's great, it feels great. It's an unbelievable geshmak mitzvah. And what about everything else? He fights you on those. So even on the ones that do have schar, do have hana, you have to fight. You have to channel it for the right reasons. That's the gra. I'm sorry, that's not the gra. That's the pun in Yafos. Similar vart. Ramir Shapiro says unbelievable vart. He's what? Had to get him in today, right? Ramir Shapiro says the halacha is that if you get paid for edus, the edus is bottle. Right? Get paid for it. But if you go to a certain place on your own, hoping maybe I can see some edus today, if you go on your own, then you're allowed to get paid. It's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber says, you're allowed to get paid if you go on your own. If you happen to be sitting there and you see some crime happen, and they tap you on the shoulder and say, can you be an aid? The guy just robbed me. He took my money. He's a chovel. Whatever. Beat me up. So yeah, only if you pay me $100. Then you're not allowed to do that. But if you're there on your own, you're allowed to get paid. So, if, why do we do mitzvahs? We're demonstrating our edus of the Torah. So if we're doing it, if we're doing the mitzvahs, Hashem can't give us a payment. But if we initiate it, and we do it on our own, then Hashem can get it. Then the schar mitzvah ha-malaka does not apply, because we did it on our own. That's Meir Shapiro's vart. The Belzer Rebbe has an unbelievable vart. He says, schar mitzvah ha-malaka, you know why? Because it's a very, very encouraging vart. Because mitzvah goreres mitzvah. Every time you do one mitzvah, it leads to another. It never ends. Hashem can't pay you because it never finishes. It's your whole life. When at the end of 120 years, then you're done, you'll get your payment. How can I get paid in the middle of a job? No one gets paid in the middle of a job. Wait till it's finished. It never finishes because mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Unbelievable part. The last one, there's two more. The Marsha says that on a klal, on a yechidi, on individual people, schar mitzvah b'haya amaleka. What about the chukosai and eka of all the brachas? That's for Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael as a whole. How does that work? I'm not exactly sure. But as a whole, there is schar in this world, not for individual people. And the last one is Rav Dessler. Did I say everybody? Yeah. The last one is Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler says the mission in Pirkei Avos, that 1 hour of Koras Ruach in Olam Haba is worth more than all Hana, all enjoyment of this world. Rabbi Waxman said it means all enjoyment that ever existed in this world. From the beginning of time, think of all the enjoyment that you could possibly imagine that 5 billion people have experienced since the beginning of time. 1 hour of Koras Ruach in Olam Haba beats it. What's Koras Ruach? It's not even Olam Haba. It's like when you walk by the bakery and you smell the delicious bread, it's shmaka. That's Koras Ruach. You're just walking by Olam Haba and you're smelling the reward. That is greater, 1 hour of that is greater than all the Hana of this world. So how can Hashem pay you in Olam Haza? It's impossible. It's impossible for the pay. It's like walking into a gas station to buy $30 worth of gas and you give him $1 million bill. He can't accept that. How can we accept the reward? It's such an insignificant, not a reward. You hear what I'm saying, Yossi? It's not a reward. 1 hour of smelling Olam Haba beats the entire existence of history here in this world. Do we understand that? We do not understand that. Do we believe it's true? If you don't believe that, why do you believe anything else? We believe it's true. So, hope it was a little bit encouraging. Don't take life so bad. It's not so bad. It's a good world. It's a good life. It's a good world. And one day it'll all get paid back. Okay, now we got to move. The Tanya. Oh my goodness. The Tanya. Okay, tomorrow we're going to start at 6 o'clock because it's impossible to. I'm trying to finish the parak tomorrow and we're going to have a hard time doing that. The Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah sheksuva b'Torah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah. She matan tzchar b'tzida, where matan tzchar is not mentioned. She ain tchias hamesim tluyaba. The tchias hamesim is not connected to it. And there are only two mitzvahs anyway. Kibur avayim, ksiv laman yarichun yamech laman yitav lach. And b'shiluach hakan, ksiv laman yitav lach varach de yomim. Haresha Amalo Aviv, if a man says to his father, if a father says to his son, Ala Labira, go up to the roof, Fahavali Gozlos, and bring me the chickens, do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Fahavali Gozlos, Va'ala Labira, Vishalach, he sent away the mother, he did the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, he took the bird, he took the Gozlos, the young chicks, Aim Habanim, Bechaziros, and Afal Vamis, and all the way down he died, Heichan Tovas Yomav Shalzeh, Heichan Arichas Yomav Shalzeh. Where's the long life? He was doing the only two mitzvahs that says the reward. He was doing the only two and he died. Where's the long life? Ella Lamanitav Lach La'olam Shekulo Tov. It means in the world that's all good. Laman Yarichun Yamecha La'olam Shekulo Aruch. In the day that's all long. Vidilma Lav Hachihave, Rabbi Yaakov. Who said Rabbi Yaakov was right? Who said that's true? The answer is Maisa Chaza, Rabbi Yaakov saw such a story. He saw a father tell his son, climb up the ladder, get me the birds, do both mitzvahs, the only two mitzvahs to tell you what the schar is, and the boy died. So the reward can only be Tchiyas HaMesim. So the Gemara asks, V'dilma Mahara Barveira Havi, maybe he was thinking about an Avera with the boy. So the Gemara says, Machshava Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matar for Lamaisa. Hashem doesn't count Machshava Ra for you, only Machshava Tova. He doesn't count Machshava Ra. You have bad thoughts? Hashem doesn't care. We only care about your actions, not your thoughts. Maybe he was thinking about Avodah Zarah. And by Avodah Zarah, we do care about your thoughts. Because the thought of itself is an Avera. By thinking about another idol, by thinking about another god, that in itself is worshipping another god. Because you can worship in your lathe. You can't eat your cheeseburger in your lathe. So as much as you think about it all day long, you can't do it. So you're not going to be charged for that. But if you're thinking about Avodah Zarah, you are going to be charged. So the Gemara says, "V'ksiv leman tefos es beis Yisrael b'libam." So the Gemara says, "You're right. Ihunami hachi kamar. It could be he was thinking about avodah zarah, but isal kedaitach schar mitzvah behind alma lo agin mitzvah le. Why didn't the mitzvah protect him? Ki hechi de lo leisil the hearer. He shouldn't have come to that hearer. So it can't be that he was thinking about Avodah Zarah, right? Fine. So Vahamar Rebbe Lazar Shluchem Mitzvah Ein Nezakin. You can't get harmed when you're going to do a mitzvah. Shluchem Mitzvah Ein Nezakin. So the Gemara says Nahacham Bahalichas and Shiny. On his return trip, it was different. He's already coming down the ladder. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Va'amar Belazar Shluchem Mitzvah Ein Nezakin Lo Bahalichas and Lo Bachazirah. Son, no matter even on your return trip, you don't get damaged. So the Gemara says, Sulam Ru'ahu, it was a broken ladder. De Kavi Hezeka, because it was going to break. V'chol Hecha De Kavi Hezeka, and if something is Hezek, is Roy, it's about, you know, you can't rely on miracles. Go up that crazy broken ladder. Yeah. What, is that guy's not going to fall? Of course he's going to fall.
After
your status. You can't go up a broken ladder and expect it not to happen for you. Lo Samchina Naisa, Dechseva, Yomer Shmuel Eich Eilech V'shama Shal V'Hargini. How can I go and anoint David? Shaul's going to hear it, he's going to kill me. Ask the Baal Shem Tov, no one knew where Shmuel was going. No one knew where Shmuel was going. What's he afraid of? Afterwards, he's the king now. So the Baal Shem Tov says, because the Melech is the lave of Klal Yisrael. So if he's doing a Maisa for Klal Yisrael, of course Shaul's going to know about it. It's his lave. That's an unbelievable, that's a sharp word. Now, okay. Now David has to leave. David's now the king. So David has now the leave of Klal Yisrael. Not Shaul was taken away from him. And Amar Reb Yosef, a very interesting, tragic line. El Male Drasha, if not for this Drasha, that Schar Mitzvah is not in this world, Acher Lahaikra, Kerb Yaakov Barbrate Lochata, Acher, Elisha Ben Avuya, who went off the derech, he's the only Tana that went off the derech, the only person in Shas who went off the derech, had he learned these psukim, like Rav Yaakov, that there's no schar in this world, he would not have sinned. Why? My have, what happened? Ika da amri ki haigav da chaza. He saw this story. He saw a father tell a boy, go up the ladder, do shiluch hakan, and the boy fell off and died. And Elisha ben Avuya said, I don't understand. It says in the Torah that you get long life for these two mitzvahs. How could he die? Ika di amri, others say, Lishna the chutzpitz hamaturgman, he saw the tongue of chutzpitz hamaturgman, one of the asahu rugi malchus, chaza da havigar le davar acher, there was a pig that was playing with the tongue in the street. Amar, he said, peh, the mouth, shehippik margolios, yulachech afar, the pig this man, this tongue that spoke words of pearls of Torah is now rolling in the mud with a pig. Nafak v'chata. He went ahead and sinned. We know the Gemara in Chagiga that the reason why Elisha ben Avuya sinned was because he went into the Pardes, right? Yeah, so that happened after this. He was already on a bad track beforehand. So I have two questions. So first of all, the Chassam Sofer asks, why would only this make Acher go off the derech? What about the whole concept of Asarah Ruge Malchus? What about that? The Malachim said to Hashem, this is the Torah, this is the reward. Moshe Rabbeinu said it to be about Rabbi Akiva. This is the Torah, this is the reward. So that, Elisha ben Avuya had no tie on. That, only the tongue and the mud, that bothered him. But the fact that the Chutzpitz HaMeturgamin was killed, that didn't bother him? Chassam Sofer asked that question. I did not understand what he answered. I just didn't understand it. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to get the answer. Like what? That didn't bother him, but only the tongue bothered him. What's sad in that?
That's the shore that breaks the camel's back.
What?
That's the shore that breaks the camel's back.
But it wasn't fair that he was killed. So why was it fair that the tongue is over there? Right. That's one question that I don't have an answer to. The second question is, I only have the Ben-Herod's answer, which you have to be a Makobol to agree with this answer. But if it's true that Laman HaRichas Yomim applies in Olam Haba, then what kind of Lashon is HaRichas Yomim? There's no such thing as Yomim in Olam Haba. It's eternity. It's an eternal existence. You're going to get long life in Olam Haba. What does that mean? It means more schar? Then say it that way. What does that mean, long life? So the only answer I have is the Ben Yehuda says that what that means is you will have less gilgulim in your neshama. Some people have to come back on this world 100 times. You only have to come back 4 or 5 times. That answer just begs the question. I don't know what that means. But there is a concept like that. We do believe in that. But I think the question still remains. What does it mean, long life? You have long days. Arichas yomim, long years. What does that mean? If it's talking about more schar, what does that mean? How are you measuring it in human terms? I don't know. The Ben Yehuda gives his answer about the Gilgulim. I hear. I accept that. If anyone has a more rational answer, we'd love to hear that. Actually, I got where I wanted to get to. So tomorrow we'll start early, and hopefully we'll finish the Perek. And tomorrow is also Chak Chol Daf, great Yisodos in Yahadus, and we'll look forward to that tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. I'm hoping to start by 5 after 6. I really do.
Okay.